Thanks, JJ, for having me on. Always a pleasure to talk to you. As you know, JJ, ISIL is now managing a global network of affiliate organizations and cells. And so it's no surprise that ISIL would like to exploit the services of global platforms such as Facebook and others. So in that way, it's not surprising that this terror organization wants to use those services. What is, however, very surprising is that we at the Counter-Extremism Project still find this material on Facebook. As we have discussed before, CEP, my organization, is a smart, but in comparison to Facebook, small and really not well-funded think tank as compared to the resources that Facebook can bring to bear. So if we can find this on a weekly basis, and last week's report is just one of the reports that we've put out over the last years, we regularly find this material. And I find it surprising that our small capabilities allow us to find this. Facebook seems to be continuing to miss the mark on this one, which means the only explanation I can find is that we concentrate on this issue and Facebook continues to not strategically concentrate on this issue.
Why don't you explain to us exactly, again, what it is that ISIS is after?
Look, I mean, ISIS is, in the very general terms, I think ISIL's aim is no less than a complete revolutionizing of the international system. They don't accept the way it works now. And they want to erect a global Islamic caliphate according to their quite warped understanding of what Islam is supposed to mean. That's the end goal. Obviously, since the military defeat of the physical caliphate in 2019 onwards, it has now reverted to a networked terror organization that wants to destabilize political regimes. Obviously, there are attacks in Europe and there are attacks by ISIL sympathizers in the United States, but these are far from any capability or ability to destabilize the system, quite different to what you may argue in some aspects on right-wing extremism, terrorism in Europe, in the US, where there is, you know, the beginning of a danger that this may actually destabilize the system. However, in conflict zones, just as West Africa, Central Africa, East Africa, Southeast Asia, Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, Pakistan, ISIL affiliates are, in some cases, especially if you look at the rising violence in West Africa, able to destabilize the security situation in the region and weaken the already weak government structures there, and therefore very likely be able to control territory again. If you look at ISIL Central Africa province, an affiliate that 2 years ago was an infant state, is now actually quite a significant challenge to the security services in Mozambique and other countries where they take over territory. So in that respect, in those conflict zones, ISIL actually has the capability to change the political balance that exists.
Considering all of that, and considering what ISIS has said it wants to do and what it did several years ago when it was a billion-dollar organization, it's no longer that organization. Does it need to be that organization to achieve their objective, or can it do it person by person or little by little, as it appears to be trying to do with these Facebook ads or Facebook videos, etc.?
Look, the billion-dollar organization was necessary because they had a territory to run that was the size of Great Britain at its biggest extension. So obviously, a lot of that money was going into maintaining infrastructure, providing electricity, water, etc., etc. This is no longer a cost factor for this organization. A purely network terror organization has significantly less expenses than a terror organization that controls massive amounts of territory. However, as the latest UN report just published a couple of days ago of the ISIL Al-Qaeda Taliban monitoring team of the Security Council highlights again, is that ISIL core still has under its control $100 million approximately. So knowing how this information is generated, I trust that figure quite much, which means there is a lot of money still going around as far as ISIL is concerned. Now, this communication via the internet is not going to be the one that triggers a political change in West Africa. However, it's crucial to maintain its communications on the one hand with the affiliate there. On the other hand, closer to home, as far as Europe and America is concerned, continue to inspire actors that are already in the country to conduct terrorist attacks and therefore retain its viability as a terror organization, even in Europe and the United States. So it's a very, very crucial factor for us here in Europe and the United States. Without these kind of low-tech, small terror attacks on a continuing basis, and just last week, 14 individuals were arrested in Denmark and Germany that were planning multiple bomb attacks linked to ISIL. Without these kind of occurrences, it would lose some of its aura as a global terrorist organization. And the only way it can do this, because it doesn't have the capability at the moment to conduct complex terror attacks in Europe the way it had done in Paris, the way it done in Brussels, the way it done in other parts of Europe before, because it doesn't have that capability anymore at the moment. It needs those terror attacks to stay relevant on an ideological frontier.
Dr. Hans Jacob Schindler, Senior Director of the Counter-Extremism Project, J.J. Green, WTOP News.